Brekkie with Kylie and Matt on 2013, it's 18 past 7.
Time to catch up with Stephen Mamooney as we talk about Finance Friday. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Kylie. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Now, a new report has been released that it highlights the massive contribution to our nation by small and family businesses. And there's some incredible stats in this. And the one that really stands out is just the overwhelming number of businesses in Australia that are small. So almost 98% of businesses in Australia are small businesses, Steve.
Incredible, isn't it? And when we talk about small businesses, we're talking about businesses that employ fewer than 20 employees. And 98% of them of businesses in Australia are considered small, and 93% of those have got a turnover of less than $2 million a year.
And look, the other statistic that caught my eye is female ownership is definitely growing fast and accounts for 35% of all small business owners. What does that compare to, I guess, rates that we've seen in the past?
Yeah, well, I say that it's almost double the rate of, or the double the amount that was prevalent in the 1970s. And I guess that's indicative of how much more of a contribution that women are making in the workforce these days, and getting involved in businesses is a reflection of that.
And how important are small businesses to the economy, Stephen?
Well, this is what surprised me. They contribute almost a third of Australia's GDP, and when you think about that, that's a huge contribution. So you're looking at that compared to big business and multinational businesses and so on. It's an enormous contribution that they make.
Fantastic. And a final thought to take home as we analyse this data, Stephen?
Well, I think given that the massive contribution that small and family businesses make to our country, it's one of the features of being a business owner is it's their way of life.
Mm.
And they often don't have a plan for exiting their business. So I think succession planning is something that's important and should be given regular consideration so that business owners have got a clear understanding of what their business is worth, how they plan to get out of their business and what they need to do to get ready. And of course, contingency plans need to be made if things don't work out as planned. And there's plenty of examples where if you've got that much wealth and that many people tied up, and a number of people rely on businesses, if one fails the ripple effect is quite profound.
Mm, great advice. Thank you so much. Stephen Mamooney from BMG Partners for Finance Friday. And as always, you say seek independent advice, but great topic to chat about the contribution of small businesses. Thanks so much for your time.
Good evening, Kylie. Thanks, Matt.
It's Brekkie with Kylie and Matt on 2AY and 3AD. Thanks, Stephen.